Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, a look back at the first quarter of the season. Head coach Dennis Allen talks about going back home to his birthplace of Atlanta, Georgia. And the Raiders' leading tackler, safety Tyvon Branch, stops by. All this next on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
Sunday will be a homecoming for Raider head coach Dennis Allen. He was born in Atlanta because his dad is a former Atlanta Falcon linebacker in the late 60s, early 70s. In fact, Dennis's first entree into the NFL as a coach was as an assistant coach for Dan Reeves and the Falcons back in 2002. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa reunited with the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. And the Raiders certainly have a steep challenge Sunday going to Atlanta. The Falcons off to their best start ever, Jim, are one of two unbeaten teams in the NFL.
Yeah, there's no question they're going to have their hands full with the Atlanta Falcons. They're playing exceptional football right now. Matt Ryan is having probably the best year of his career so far. They're running the ball well. They're throwing it exceedingly well. Two great receivers in Julio Jones and Roddy White. I mean, they get the job done moving that football defensively. They're pretty darn good. Not so good against the run, 27th against the run, but overall defense very solid. So, as I said, the Raiders are going to have to play some error-free football against the Falcons.
Falcons rallied back in the fourth quarter last Sunday to win in Washington to go to 5-0. Of course, the Raiders had their bye week last week, Jim, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this football game. And last week's bye week was a good one. The Raiders picked up a half game on every team in the AFC West. The Chargers lost at New Orleans on Sunday Night Football 31-24. Denver lost in New England 31-21. And Kansas City lost at home to Baltimore at 9-6. So it is there for the Raiders. They simply have got to play better in the second quarter of the year.
Yeah, that certainly has. I left them with some opportunity to get back in the race. They're only two down behind the leader. Still early in the season. They've only played four games right now. So, you know, it behooves them to get back in this race, play some good, solid football, take care of the football, decrease the turnovers, and get some of their own, which they have had trouble doing this year.
Raiders have had a nice home win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Certainly could have beaten the San Diego Chargers, but had some unfortunate injuries to their long snapper, which took them out of play there, Jim. So 1-3 after 4 weeks of the season. Let's each pick a silver lining, maybe a silver and black lining on the first quarter of the year. What's yours?
Well, I think penalties. I think they've cut down those penalties tremendously. It's kept them in a lot of ball games where in the past they've had those penalties that were just really game breakers and heartbreaking to begin with. And those have really been cut down, and I think it's helping the Raiders stay in these ball games.
Well, mine's going to be the emergence of tight end Brandon Myers. You know, in the offseason, Greg Knapp installs this offense, and the tight end is certainly a featured weapon in this West Coast offense. They wondered where they got to get the production from. Brandon Myers, opening night against San Diego, catches five footballs, comes back the next week in South Florida, catches six more. He had five in the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, and outside of Darren McFadden, he's been the top pass catcher for the Raiders this year with 16. He has tremendous hands, Jim, and he knows how to get open.
He certainly does. He's added a lot to this offense. The last several years, there's been almost no tight end production. And right now, Brandon Myers is, you know, one of the top players for this offensive unit. You know, not only doing a lot of the blocking, but coming up with key catches and not just short ones. You know, he's averaging about 15 yards a catch.
Well, despite the two tough losses on the road, there have been a lot of exciting moments inside the O.co Coliseum this year. Opening night, Ice Cube making his grand appearance and rolling out the Raider anthem, "Come and Get It." And then we got to see a little Darren McFadden in the Week 3 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers when he broke loose for 64-yard jaunt and a Raider touchdown. Here are some of the more exciting moments of the first four games of 2012.
Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, just win, baby.
Raider Nation!
Who's ready for a little Raider football today?
Raider fans, you guys got to check out Raiderville. It's a great place to come. It's free.
Don't need no invitation. We are that Raider Nation.
Best fans in the world, baby.
Black and silver. We make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider.
It's so exciting. The game hasn't even begun. Everybody's getting ready. The excitement. You see families with their kids all over the place. It's really exciting.
First we score, hit and clam. Having fun, look around. Nobody loud as a Raider crowd. Nobody proud as a Raider crowd. NFL, how you like me now? We gonna do this open style.
McFadden, a big hole over the middle. He may go 40. McFadden 30. McFadden 20. McFadden 10. 5. Touchdown!
invitation. No. We are that Raider Nation.
From New York, coming all the way to South Beach. That's what's up.
And that's why we're here. Whether we travel 3,000 miles, 300 miles, it don't matter. Raider game will be there. Die Hard Raiders. Love it.
Just win, baby.
Down the sideline, he may go. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders.
Al Davis, John Madden, Greg Popper, and Darren McFadden. He's a pirate, Ken Stabler, always will be an Oakland Raider. Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Jack Tatum.
He fumbled the ball, it's up in the air. Wheeler takes it for the Raiders.
The Brown brothers, Willie and Tim, Plunkett, Otto, y'all know Jim. Y'all
here's Tannehill back.
Sacked.
Atkinson's put you to bed. Dave Casper, Cliff Branch, Tom Flores, if you think you can. George Blanda, Howie Long, Marcus Allen, come back home. Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders.
Daniels got it up and